And good Friday morning, live from our KGGF studios here in downtown Coffeyville. It's time for Ask the Experts with Romans Motor Company. As this morning, we have sales manager John Lay here in studio. John, good to see you again.
Thank you, Sam. I'm glad to be here.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, if anybody out there has some questions or really are kind of curious about the process, about purchasing a vehicle, that's really what we're going to get to today because, I mean, I'll tell you what, Mr. John Lay, as well as others up there at Romans Motor Company, made it very, very easy for me as well. So I do appreciate that. It was my first car buying experience, and you guys made it very, very easy. So here, real quick, let's just kind of give you guys a plug. Where are you guys located at up there?
We're at 2313 West Main on Independence, right down there by Walmart. We're on the main drag through town. It's a family-owned dealership. We've been there about 52 years. So
about that. So 52 years over there. Same location all the time?
No. Okay. We moved to this location eventually down the road. And then we've recently done a couple of remodels to keep it updated and keep GM happy with how the facility looks. So,
absolutely.
You know, it's a very nice dealership if you come in and take a look.
It really is. Nice little show floor as well as a great selection of cars and new models, used models as well. We'll kind of have a little bit of a preview of maybe some deals that we have throughout the day today as well. But I think a good place to start was kind of where I was at a few weeks ago, frantically calling my parents, trying to get questions answered, going to Google. But in reality, we've got the expert. You can go to dealerships and find somebody that'll take care of you just like Romans did for me. So let's just kind of go down the process of buying a new vehicle, whether it's new or used. First of all, I went with the used, but is there any substantial difference between buying a new and a used vehicle?
Well, absolutely. Of course, price is probably the major difference. I tell people whenever they're getting ready to purchase a vehicle that they need to do a little bit of homework before they go into this process. And it's always best if you can buy in a situation when you want a new car, not need a new car, because it creates a little angst and anxiety if your car is broke down, like your situation was.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. We don't have time to shop and think about what we're doing as much. The best thing to probably do is start thinking about, before you buy a car, start thinking about a few weeks ahead of time on what you really want this car to do for you. And try to establish a budget. A lot of times people are financing a vehicle and sometimes they're paying cash, but either way, you need to try to set up a budget on what you want to spend on a vehicle and make your buying decision on logic, not on emotion, not getting excited about the way the new car drives or the used car drives or smells compared to yours. Make sure it kind of fits what you're looking for.
Absolutely. Well, you make a good point. A lot of people, they kind of get starstruck by it. Oh, it's a beautiful color, man, that leather interior, it's gorgeous. But you had mentioned the purpose of your vehicle, and that was one thing that you had asked me is, do you drive quite a bit? And I do. I go around the country. I've got family back in Colorado. You made sure that it was something that was going to be, with some miles. So obviously, take these questions in, but at the same time, just like John had mentioned, do a little bit of research behind it and kind of come to the realization of why do I need this car? Am I going a quarter mile every day just to get to work, or am I going to be traveling a substantial distance here? So obviously the price and then, kind of different wear and tear, obviously, but some substantial differences there between the new and used car. Is there any difference between, financing or the purchasing process between the two of them, or is it pretty much the same kind of set?
Many times when you're buying a new car, there is some APR, annual percentage rates, that is supported by the manufacturer. So that does come into play on a new car. We've definitely had 0%. Currently have it going on several models right now. And that's unbeatable when you try to compare it to what your bank offers. And also on new cars, they offer rebates. Most of the time, they do not allow you to combine the 0% and the rebates. So whenever we have a customer, we bring them in once they've picked out a vehicle, and we work both case scenarios with them to see which way works best for them. And it's solely based on how much they're going to be financing, whether or not the 0% is best for them. Of course, if it's a more expensive vehicle, the 0% turns out being a better deal than what it is if it's a lower price vehicle.
Yeah. Well, okay, let's kind of start the process here then for us. So obviously, the number one thing is kind of have an idea of what you're looking for. I probably wouldn't go in and window shop at a car dealership because I'd probably end up spending too much. So like you said, do a little bit of research behind it. But for you, obviously, I'm sure you've purchased some cars, you've sold some cars. When you're taking a test drive, what are a couple of things that you really kind of emphasize to look for within that vehicle?
Well, you have to understand that it's probably going to be a long-term commitment. Most people don't trade cars every few months, so you need to really be sure that this car does what it needs to do for you. Many times someone's just driving back and forth to work, but other ones are soccer moms or soccer dads, and they're hauling three or four kids, so they're going to need not only seating for four or five, but they're going to need room for the softball bags and the friends to stay the night and stuff like that. So that's why, you know, you really need to think about what you're doing so you don't end up buying a car that's too small for you. You got excited about 40 miles per gallon, but now you can't fit everyone in it. So that's a very important factor, is this car going to serve the needs that I need it to? And that's something that we need to make sure. And we try to ask them whenever they come on the lot, you know, what are you going to be doing with this car? Is it just you? Is it six of you? Is it three of you? And is it going to be driven to work, or is it going to be shuttling everyone? Because if you're not happy with the car, you know, you're going to be upset at the dealer and your salesman and everyone. So that's very important that it's going to fit your needs.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, here's a good question for you. Is this more of a salesman kind of aspect to it, or is there actually kind of, you know, legalities and liabilities that you have to go towards it, like with blinkers and with fluids and vacuuming it out? Is that something that you have to do as a dealership, or is that obviously to kind of polish up the car and make it look good?
Well, every vehicle that's sold in the state of Kansas, which is different than other states like Missouri and Oklahoma, we have to sell a vehicle with a warranty. In the state just south of us, they can sell a vehicle as is, not criticizing them at all, but mm-hmm. they just do not have to follow the same state statutes that we do. So we need to make sure that this vehicle has been serviced, checked over, and that it's, you know, going to perform and function like it should. Usually our warranty percentage of coverage is kind of based on how old the car is and how many miles are on it. But definitely we try to make sure every vehicle gets serviced, and we check the brakes, belts, and hoses and stuff like that, because we surely don't want that vehicle to fail whenever you're driving it, because you're not going to be very happy with us.
Absolutely. And, you know, of course, everybody, you know, tighten your belt. They get to Google and they think they know everything about the car. But again, it's interesting. I did not know that here in Kansas that it is, you know, have to have that warranty behind it. And again, sometimes, and when you're buying from third parties or a friend or something like that, he could tell you that the engine's running just fine, but man, that tick or that noise that you keep hearing in there really wasn't just fine. So it's good to hear that, you know, again, you have those checkups with it. So let's get into now. I found a car I really, really like. I'd love to maybe start this process here. What is the next thing that we do? Do we go to the loans, or where do we go from here?
Typically, hopefully at that point, you know, you've gotten an idea of what you can spend whenever you're talking about your budget. And that's one of the things I kind of bring up early in the sales conversation whenever they're telling me, well, I'm looking for a four-door car that gets good gas mileage. Pretty quick after that, I start bringing up, do you have a budget set up? You know, have you decided that you want to spend $10,000 in cash because you've been saving up and your tax refunds and you're ready to make this purchase without a loan? Or if you've got a payment that you need to stay in? And the only reason that I do that, or the main reason that I do that is if you tell me that you want to spend $300 a month on a car, I don't want to go out and show you a car that's $600 a month. Because when I tell you it's $600 a month, you're going to be disappointed. And then when I show you what a $300 a month car is, you're going to be even more disappointed. So we start to get that figured out early. And I also tell people, you know, do your homework. Not only on your budget, but do your homework on your credit. You know, know what you're dealing with on your credit scores, so you can kind of get an idea of what kind of rate to expect. I tell people to call their own bank and see what their banks are offering, and then give the dealership a chance to better that rate for them. Many times we work with several lenders, and we can get some lower finance rates than what are available to them. And it's, you know, another way to make some extra savings and get you a little bit more car because we saved you some on the interest.
Absolutely. Well, and I think many out there and many consumers out there appreciate the fact that you kind of, you know, don't always just skip to numbers, but at the same time, you know, keep their expectations realistic. Because, I mean, if you've got a couple $100,000 to throw in a car, yeah, you're going to get a nice car. But, you know, let's stay realistic. If you need a payment, you're going to put a down payment towards it as well. With that, you know, I'm sure many different scenarios, many different cases could be different for different people here, but would you suggest, you know, kind of saving up and throwing some down on a car? Is that usually kind of the easiest scenario, or what is the best case?
Absolutely. It's best if you can put some down payment on a vehicle. Of course, that's going to save you some interest over the term of the loan and will also allow you to get a better car. You know, if you've got $5,000 down and you can afford a $300 a month payment, then you're looking at like a $20,000 to $25,000 car. And that's just going to get you, you know, a car that's 3 or 4 years newer, maybe 30, 40, 50,000 less miles. So it's just going to get you a longer lasting car if you can put some money down.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, again, some great information here this morning, speaking with sales manager John Lay out of Romans Motor Company. As we ask the expert this morning, we'll have this installment basically every Friday. I believe it'll go Romans Outdoor Power next week, and then you guys again. It'll kind of go back and forth. So we appreciate you coming up here. Now, you had mentioned, you know, kind of the money talk here, the APR as well. Kind of go over that again and what it means to have zero APR, and then we can show off some of the vehicles that that may include some of that up there at Romans.
Yes, the zero APR is very easy to figure. You can just, in your with the calculator or with your phone, you can take whatever the price of that car is, and if you're in Kansas, add your tax to it and just divide that number by the term that you have zero APR. Most of the manufacturers, the zero APR is for about 60 to 72 months, so you can actually just figure a payment real quickly to see where you're going to be at with it. And like I said, you know, before we weigh that out because on a new pickup, I may have $8,000 or $10,000 or $12,000 off or 0%. So we just sit there with you and go, all right, this is what's going to work best for you. We turn the screen around, let you look at it and let you make the best decision.
Yeah, great. And well, let's talk about it. Do you guys, I mean, I know you guys are Chevrolet dealers. So does that mean these new 2019s, a couple of Chevy models, is that zero APR or what do we got up there?
Yeah, absolutely. We got 0% offered on most of the Silverado trucks as an option or go with the rebate. And I'm also now, we're also a Buick dealer. And I think every model of Buick that I've got on the lot right now has 0% offer on it. So also a great time to buy a Buick, which is an excellent vehicle.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if anybody has any questions here real quick, again, let's get a plug of that location as well as a phone number, whether it's your line or just really the front desk line for Romans Motor Company.
The location is 2313 West Main, there in Independence, and the phone number is 620-331-4700.
Again, speaking with John Lay, sales manager out of Romans Motor Company. John, again, you made it an easy process for me purchasing a vehicle. I am very, very satisfied with it as well, so I thank you once again. And thank you for taking some time here on a Friday morning as well. And whether it's you in 2 weeks or somebody else or a mix of the two, we'll check in back in with Romans Motor Company in a couple of weeks for you.
I appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, John, as again, and enjoy your 4th of July as well. So this is the Mighty 690 KGGF.